So you guys just explain to Ariana what happened briefly here for me, will you?
Well, Ariana, I'll make it short. My wee little ass got kicked.
Okay.
Everywhere. There are pieces of it still back in the forest. You'll have to talk to someone else.
So you're venturing back. It's still nighttime. You guys are going through the forest back to Woodhelm. You guys are noticing the sleepy bodies, or people are coming out all groggy. It's like they're having a really bad hangover.
I am going
but
to...
But I was unlock the chest.
Going to prayer and prepare four spells.
Okay.
So while we're on the wagon.
Someone's might... Okay, you got to be uninterrupted, I guess.
So I'm just going to rest here for a minute. I'm going into prayer. I want to prepare my four spells. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're going to have a long rest coming up, so I wouldn't worry about this.
Okay.
I'm not that mean.
Okay.
So Doolin rides up on his horse. Everything's starting going now, and your horse is taking the carriageway. Doolin rides up. Well, guys, I knew I chose well when I saw you guys up in the city. You did great. You found the bandits and everything. And my sheriff, my boss, he told me to come on up here and give off support because he had total confidence in you guys. I'm sure of it. So what? Can you tell me what happened, though? What did you guys see? Who was it that... Was it goblins? We got this captain guy, but he's obviously not a goblin.
Well, I think there was a drow.
A drow?
Yeah.
Is that like a dark elf?
Yeah.
Holy, haven't seen one of those here.
But it was weird. He was a bard somehow.
He was singing?
I think so. I don't remember much. I got knocked about pretty bad.
He tried to enchant us with his music.
Mm-hmm. All I remember was some kind of thunder wave and then ground.
but what? Why did they steal the wolves? Did you get anything in clues? Did you get anything?
He escaped.
Wow, that's a bummer. Okay, well, I bet you guys are totally anxious. We got a good hotel room for you guys. You won't believe how nice this hotel is.
Thank you, Captain. Thank you for coming out.
Were you shaking his hand and everything, too?
Yes.
You're reaching up to his horse and everything?
Mr. Doolin, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Can we still do that?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but this one building here where they build all their woodcraft, the whole town was asleep in there. We found out we had a magician forensic officer guy come in, and he saw that they were affected by some kind of mushroom powder. Some kind of alchemist, I guess, must have been involved in this.
Yeah, I think I remember something like that. We checked the houses.
Oh, you mean we saw the bodies?
We saw the bodies sleeping, but there were no toys anywhere.
Doolin found that weird. And he just trots off, and he nods his head awkwardly and just trots up ahead to where his troops are. So, you guys...
There's some rare fuckery going on here.
So, anything else odd you wanted to partake to Doolin before, did you want to mention anything else? Like, you did encounter that weird thing with the branch. I don't know if you want to mention it. You can if you want. It's just the opportunity to mention it if you did want to.
He's already seen... Sorry, this is out of game. But he's already seen what we saw, the dead wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I kind of... nudge over to Dash. I was like, don't tell him about that weird magic stick you found. That's ours to remember, not him.
Okay.
Keep that stick.
Oh.
I'm in prayer, so I'm not paying any attention.
I lean over the other way.
Because I didn't respond. Dasha didn't respond. Oh, she's in prayer.
The stick is on the nose.
Sorry. My vision's not so good right now.
Druella, the wolf is walking alongside the carriage, or that's not carriage, it's a big wagon, but open. It's a tall wolf. It can look over the edge. It's actually taking an interest at what you've got hidden in there.
To the stick.
It is actually pretty interested as to what is going on in there. You can see it sort of poking its nose up and maybe... You don't know if specifically it's for the stick, but you do notice it's taking interest in you and what's in your possession.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep that in mind for right now.
Just a second, though, because apparently Dasha woke up from her meditation.
My prayer, and I've prepared 4 spells. I just want you to know I prepared my spells and woke up for my prayer. Is it, would this be a good time for us to heal, Greg?
You can if you want. You can use your spell.
After they're done with
no, you can use your spell now if you want.
I don't have to use a spell.
Okay, then, don't.
It's not a spell to... I have lay on hands, so I don't have to use a spell.
Yeah, but if he's going to have a long rest...
Do it.
I don't know what's going to... You guys could be up to all sorts of shenanigans between now and the city, so you may as well heal.
I forgot how much I have to give him. Sorry. Just one
Dasha,
second.
I'm sitting here waiting.
I know, I gotta come over and touch you. Just a second.
Yes, please touch my body. Bless me.
It's not, I'm not gonna use
healing hands.
I don't wanna use bless, I wanna use lay on hands. And
I'll let you lay on hands on me.
I'm gonna do. I gotta wait for Scott, because I've forgotten how much I have for lay on hands.
Look at all those scraps of paper.
I know, I'm organized. That's my organization. Don't worry about it.
Well, it doesn't work. You don't have that.
I just didn't write that down.
If I find lay of hands before you do, then
I don't have
wrong.
A book. So
paladin level times 5.
Okay, so I'm a 2, so I've got 10. So I'm going to give him 5.
Okay.
For lay on hands. So I'll give him half of what I've got.
You get 5 extra health points.
5 extra health,
Craig.
Woo! Still single digits.
Yeah, but at least he's not a 1.
Yeah. You could have given help.
Well, I go less, and then that's it to heal anybody. I have a long rest.
It's okay to be frugal with your health. Nothing
just
wrong with that.
You
open up the chest. Woo!
What's inside?
There's a bunch of stuff inside, so everyone pay attention.
Okay.
Pencils ready.
There's 1 heavy crossbow, 1 blowgun, 1 whip.
What, a blowgun?
A blowgun.
Two-hand.
What kind of whip are we talking about?
It's the sexy kind.
They probably...
Could we have...
What was the second one?
Could we have...
A blowgun.
One person write party treasure, and then we can split it up afterwards? Just because if we're all writing it all down...
I nominate
time.
The paladin.
Yeah, I got it down so far. I'm good. Party treasure.
Okay.
Where are you at now?
Blowgun. I have
1 whip.
Yep.
2 hand axes.
Yep.
20 arrows.
Okay.
1 crossbow bolt case. 2 padded armor. Medium sized. It's a big chest. He was like, the drow was lounging on everything. Okay, now you get 1 sprig of mistletoe, 3 healing potion, 1 drow poison.
Oh, wait, the poison is to kill drows or it's made by drows?
Can you spell drow?
D-R-O-W.
Just drow?
I imagine it's made by drows.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like, wow.
1 oil of slipperiness.
Is
it
like
KY? Yeah. So it sounds like
1 scroll of decipher writing. Now there's 3 empty alchemist bottles. They have been used, and you notice there's writing on it, but you don't understand it. People can do perception checks if they want on those. 4 water skins, empty.
Hey, I gotta wait. You're going too fast.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Because you gave lots of description. 3 heavy...
Three
empty...
Empty. Alchemist bottles. They're empty. They're used up.
3 empty. Why did I write heavy? I don't know. 3 empty alchemist bottles used.
And 4 water skins.
With writing on it.
Yep. Strange writing. You have no idea what that writing is. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. The language. Someone might know it.
Okay.
1 set... No.
Yeah, 4 water skins, empty.
Yeah, 4 water skins.
1 set.
No, scratch that. There's 200 gold in there.
200 gold.
100 silver. And 1 turquoise ring with gold ribbon on it. And the ribbon has elven writing that you recognize because you're a paladin.
I'm half elf and she's half elf. So
just say turquoise ring for now. Well, we can do an examination of it later if someone's interested. Are you flipping through your book for some reason? What are you looking for?
Okay.
Ritual casting on comprehend.
Okay.
One crossbow.
I didn't want you cheating, that's all.
The only thing I didn't get was one crossbow.
Bolt case.
Bolt.
So you put your bolts
case.
In it.
Yeah, okay.
Gotta put your bolts in there. You can put your weed in there.
Magic herb.
So that's all the items that were in this treasure box.
Okay.
It's like the tickle trunk.
And this treasure belongs to us. We don't have to give it up. And we share the gold and silver equally.
Yes, that was established.
Yes.
That was established.
So if someone saw it all, then yes, you guys share it all.
However,
can I do a perception check?
Fergus wants to ask me something.
Fergus is going to take the 10 minutes to cast Comprehend Languages as a ritual.
Okay.
And then I'm going to read the 4 alchemist vials.
Okay.
Three.
I can read them as long as I touch.
Three
alchemist vials.
Yeah.
I can read them as long as I touch them and then...
Okay, Druella, what do you want to ask?
Can I look at that ring or perception check?
You can, and yes, you can perception check it.
Yep.
Is it D20?
Yes.
And do I add something?
What's your investigation modifier?
Well, what is it?
Oh, no, yours is different. It would be under intelligence.
Yeah.
Intelligence and alphabetical.
Is plus 4.
So are we going to roll...
10 plus 4, 14.
You do... it is a very intricately crafted turquoise ring with gold trim ribboned around it, and there is very faint lettering inscribed upon it, and it's an elven. You can read it, but I don't know if you want the others to know what it is, or do you want to know privately?
What? Well, I can read it as well.
Yeah.
Well, she's examining. You're not.
I'm not examining it. Though.
Well,
yeah.
But you could.
I could.
Maybe
yeah.
I'll just read it
privately.
I'll read it privately right now.
Okay, I'm going to say it. You guys just have to pretend you don't know what it is. Friendly piece of apparel for when you confront life's peril.
So then, can I decide to share that?
You can.
So now you guys know what
it means. Oh, thanks,
Drella. If anyone else want to do a check on this particular item, you can. It's now that you all know what it is.
Can I do... I mean, I'm almost dead.
We're doing the big trek back to town, right?
Yep, it's nice, relaxing, and whatever.
Okay, after I do Comprehend Languages, I will take the 10 minutes to do Detect Magic and see if any of the gear we have is magic.
How long is the trip back to the town?
I'd say about a couple hours, perhaps. You're going at a nice leisurely pace.
Can I just, like, roll some recovery dice since I'm on here anyways?
Yep.
Okay. 1, that's bad. And a 5.
No, you get D8s.
Oh.
Does someone want to look around our surroundings on the way?
Well, we've been this way before.
But we're talking. We're just chatting around.
It's still
here.
Nighttime, so you guys can't see much. But I have dark vision.
Can I just ask the group something? So,
of course.
I have 3 spell slots. One of my spells is, like, talk with animals, and this wolf seems to be interested in this stick. Should I have pulled off for a minute?
I reckon he just wants to play.
What would you guys like? That's what I was thinking too, but I'm
going to
wait.
Yeah, we might have to ask him more.
Because he might see more stuff.
What's your arcana check?
Look, arcana is on that list there.
If you are going to do speak with animals, could you maybe ask him who's going to win the race?
Well,
he was.
So
arcana
is like your knowledge of things magical.
I'd like to just examine my stick.
Oh, do you want to examine the stick? Okay.
Can I do that?
Yep. So you're taking it out and you're actually looking at it?
Yes.
The wolf is looking at you doing that too.
Tail wagging and
everything.
You guys are friends.
It's a large wolf. It looks menacing, but that's how that's how it always looks.
I'm cutting its head. So I have that 1 plus 4.
So you got a critical 1. You probably smoked the stick at this point, but no. Did you get 1?
I got 1.
No, you don't get it. It looks like a stick.
Plus 4 with arcana?
No.
I can't really.
You're 1. No, not for this particular thing. Okay. What would you like, Fergus?
I would just like to finish up what I've done thus far. So
the deciphering of the jars?
Yes.
You notice it's in Druidic, and it reads mushroom. Sleeping potion,
okay.
Basically.
Okay, I'll share that information with them, that the flasks say Mushroom Sleeping Potion in Druidic.
And there's three jars?
And they're empty?
They're empty. They're probably the ones that used to put the town to sleep.
Is there a recipe on the jars, or just says what it was?
That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there are three jars?
There's three jars of it.
And then, sorry, just the detect magic.
On what? In general?
Yeah, I can see all magic within 30 feet.
The ring you detect is magical.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just gonna make an arcana to see what school of magic.
Yes, but I'm gonna have to look up the schools here. What page was it? Is it in the handbook? Actually, I'll just look on the internet. I'll just do an internet search.
Arcana, I rolled a 2, don't worry about it. I
there
can't determine
the
you can't tell.
With the cipher writing on.
There is, yes.
Yes.
That was one of the items.
That was one of
but
the
I guess
items.
You can save
can
it
you,
now.
Oh, is the stick magical too?
It, you assume it is.
Yeah,
I think we all kind of...
Yeah.
No, I can see the...
He can see 30 feet.
Oh, yes, sorry.
It
does give off a faint glow of magic.
Okay.
You don't know what properties. You can roll your arcana checks. It still won't know what properties.
No, that's okay. I didn't want to know about her.
Can I throw the stick and the wolf and... Can I
you can... Oh, my goodness. You want to do that? Okay.
Throw the stick away.
Well,
what if I grab another stick from a tree beside us? And I distract the wolf with that stick.
I have very high dex. If she tries to throw it, I want to do a skill check to try and catch it.
Yes, you can do that.
Thank you.
I'm not throwing anything.
So, to sum up here with all of our treasure, we have 2 sets of padded armor, size medium, that won't fit you, like the 3 of us. But these guys...
You're medium.
Have no
like, I'd say
armor.
Humanoids are medium, but like giants are larger class.
Okay,
and,
well,
so,
I already have my
but
armor.
But halflings are
better.
Too small, just FYI.
She's too small, and Craig would be too...
Hey,
what about,
I got that small.
What about you?
Oh, wizards don't wear armor.
Wizards can't, even if we have it? Okay.
And I only wear...
I have my armor already, so I'm good.
I only wear something weird, like, I don't wear metal or something.
Oh.
Well, this is padded armor, so...
Just, Joella, do a perception check, please.
It's padded leather.
I'm going to perceive the surroundings.
Just do a perception check.
A D20?
Yeah.
And then I add something to it? Or...
Yes, your perception modifier. It's in the P's in that large list.
We did bring more chips.
So I got...
Yes, there's that dip.
19 plus 4, 23.
You, before you put the stick away, you noticed the wolf did take a good sniff of it, and that then just became less preoccupied. And just walks beside the cart with you guys as you trot your way back to the town. Okay, you guys are continued on your journey. You enter a rote.
Before we...
Okay, what?
Scene, I just, we noticed that the wolf's really... Do we all see the wolf pretty interested every time she pulls the thing up?
Only Drewella's been really paying attention because it's beside you. But if you roll a perception check, I might allow it.
Can I?
Yes.
I just want to see if I notice. 15?
Yes, you noticed.
Okay. Drewella, talk to that darn beast. See why he's always so interested in that.
Oh, we only have 3 slots. No, I'm going to wait because we might need to know other things.
Does the spell speak with animals?
I have that one.
Could I make this wolf my friend?
Because my speak animals
is that your spell?
Is only 10 minutes.
One of my spells is animal friendship.
But speak with animals is
which
a ritual. So you
animals
can
rituals. I have spells or I have cantrips.
Yeah, but the spells can be activated by 3 different ways. One is ritual where you meditate, one is component where you have the components to create it, and the other one's like somatic or verbal and stuff like that.
So ritual means that you spend 10 minutes on top of its regular casting time, and you can cast it essentially for free without using a spell slot.
So you wouldn't be able to do that. You could do that now,
yeah.
But during an action, you wouldn't have time to do it because
it's
going to kill you.
Right.
But
so can I do that?
Mm-hmm. You could do a ritual. Ritual just means like what it means. It just means. Nope. Just we'll wait 10 minutes and. What did you, Ariana?
This time going back.
Ariana wanted to do something in the meantime. Well, just
can I make him my friend?
What's
using
this
animal friendship spell?
Describe the spell to me. Do you have that ability?
Well, from what I remember 2 hours ago.
Okay, he's got his book out coming out there.
Yeah.
Just describe to me the spell.
Too. I have it on my phone. I can use it.
Guards.
Why do you have a spell list in your...
No,
it's
I have
like, other
stuff
on
it. Handbook.
Okay. Because
he's really smart.
No, but I have this thing and it actually has like...
Yeah, I just learned spells.
Animal friendship.
It's just reading.
One action, 24 hours. This lets you convince a beast that you mean no harm. Choose a beast that you can see within range. It must see and hear you. If the beast's intelligence is 4 or higher, the spell fails. Otherwise, the beast must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be charmed by you for the spell's duration. If you or one of your companions hardens the target, the spell ends.
Hold on. I gotta look at the Winter Wolf's wisdom. Intelligence? Is that what it said? It's gonna fail. So.
Okay.
But the wolf is friendly already.
Yeah, he's already.
Yes, but he gets to stay with me for a whole 24 hours. Let's
do this. Okay, we'll say 10 minutes passed. What did you want to cast again? Druella? It was something involving
animals. Speak with animals.
Okay, you cast it.
Uh-huh. What was that?
Okay. The spell is cast.
Yes.
What do you want to ask?
Why are you so interested in the stick that I have?
It gives off a weird aura I am unfamiliar with.
Weird as in bad, or just...
Unfamiliar with.
Weird. Now, these conversations that I'm having, nobody else knows unless I tell them?
No,
this is all wow.
I'm upset that you just told me to F off, and now you go ahead and talk to the hell out
of me. But I didn't know I could...
No, that's okay. I'm just going to sit here and stew.
No.
Technically, for the next hour, I have comprehend languages, but I'm not going to let on that I...
Okay. Everyone forgot, apparently. The cart's just jostling around on the road and casually... The wolf is still right beside you.
Does anything else in our chest interest you that we've pulled out of our...
No.
Would you like to fetch the stick?
No.
Do you think that I can...
Will you throw
the
stick at me for me?
Well, I would. Would you forget?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Throw the stick.
Did you throw the magic stick out?
I consider it.
A 12 plus...
I consider it, but I
16 to catch it.
You caught it.
You lost your magic stick.
No.
Don't do that.
The wolf is looking at, like, a little bit annoyed that the stick was caught.
Wave it in front of its nose.
Hey. You're still talking to him.
No, I will not attack yet. Okay. You're getting...
You want the stick boy, huh? Huh? Does he get excited when I do that?
He doesn't understand you.
Oh, no, I'm waving in front of him. Is he looking excited like a dog? No.
If a dog could make a sneer face, unimpressed sneer,
like
it would...
Like it's not bounced around ready for me to play catch with it?
No. A winter wolf would look very ridiculous right now.
I get more trying to taunt than I throw the stick in the cart.
Okay.
I take it back. I take back his stick.
Trilla picks it up. Puts it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Could have had some fun. It's nighttime. The city lights are all lit up. It's a really nice scene. Riding into Rote, and you're going through the area that you went through the stadium. Then, actually, I know I can give you a map of Rote, so you know what it looks like. You're entering from the north side, and there's a hotel there. So you guys are stopped at the Encore Inn. It's a very nice 4-story hotel. You are escorted to the second floor. The lobby is 2 stories. Nice, really tall, spacious area. Nice piano in the corner and carpeted. Nice plants everywhere. There's some music playing magically somewhere in the ambiance. It's just all around you. Swell. You go up this spiral staircase. And let me just get my map out of the layout.
Smack a surfing winch.
I said lavender. This is lilac.
I'll try quickly what your room looks like. You're on the second floor, but it's 3 stories up. There's another story above you still there. You are enjoying it. The militia escorts have come with you down up there too. There is one militia escort just hanging out by the stairs. There's a couple more downstairs. They're just keeping the place safe, as far as you know.
Where's Dooley?
Dooley went on ahead to his... Went on to wherever mission he had next, or post, or maybe had his night off. We don't know.
Does he have
He's not
wife
there.
And kids?
We don't know.
Do his kids like toys?
You should have asked him.
I go to whoever is running the show here. I would like to purchase a nice hot bath.
You got a hot bath available in your room.
I have a hot bath.
Goodbye. I have a hot bath.
Your room. This is a very, very luxurious hotel. They've got all the amendments you need.
Can I do a perception check to see if Kelly's bath is hotter than mine?
You'd have to sneak in.
I mean, Earl's bath. I will sneak into his room just to check to see if his bath is
The guard is asking you, hi, can I help you? Are you leaving your room?
I look at him and I say, oh, no, just making sure everything's
okay.
All right.
We strongly recommend you guys have your rest now.
Okay.
And in the morning, we'll go down to the Colosseum where you'll meet the king or the prince.
Before I return to my sleep, can I ask you, who's on the top floor of this place?
The place is empty. It's just you people for now, just to make sure you guarantee a good rest and undisturbed.
I'm going to ask you out of game, should I do an insight check to see if he's lying?
You can.
Okay, then
like, I'm not gonna. Don't. What is it, Fergus? But while he's rolling.
What you mean, you people?
The guard doesn't.
I just noticed that you said the term "you people."
I don't know what you mean, but I actually am referring to halflings and how small and they scare me. And yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna go back to my post. I recommend you guys just stay in your room, please. And
I ordered room service.
You ordered room service, and you get a nice
food for the wolf. Is the wolf staying?
The wolf is not going into the hotel. He is outside the city.
Food.
Oh, he's not in the area. Actually, he didn't go. Actually, he stopped. I should have mentioned this, but when your wagon went into a rote, the wolf stopped. It didn't go in, but it didn't leave.
Okay.
It's lingering.
It's like on the border.
Yeah, it just didn't want to go inside the city that badly.
Why?
And how much for a lady of the night?
Sir, I don't know how to help you out there.
Well, then,
of course you don't. You're a nice, respectful young lad.
I recommend no visitors.
I overhear this. I'm like, go check out Dasha's room there, you crank.
I would like to bang on the wall and tell him to shut up.
Meet my sword. Meet my sword.
Dasha, if nobody's using that lubricated potion over there.
It's what happened to our chest of treasures? Do we have them?
Also, I need to borrow the whip, you know, for a friend.
You could sell them later, maybe. Who knows? And so
we sleep.
I have a hot bath.
Can
I get
suggest
some food,
something
I go to
the group?
Yeah,
can
I
suggest
have
we fill up our water skins with the tap water in the room?
Yeah,
water in mine. So you can take it with me anywhere.
Four water skins are full of water.
Beautiful.
The bath water.
Whatever, you guys are going to be on the road.
I have a bath and I have some food and I have a long rest.
There is did you want to divvy out your possessions while we're here then? So
yeah,
everyone just write
that we did and just put shared at the top of the list?
No, because then you'll lose track the next game and you'll wonder, why don't
okay.
I have gold?
I informed the guard that I'm just going to visit with Dasha.
You guys are permitted to go through your loot and decide if it's what.
We have a little common area right here.
We have a common bath.
Hang out.
Yeah. We all go to the hot tub.
What was the Encore Inn.
The Encore Inn.
Yeah, more like Encore Bath Inn.
Yeah, Encore Inn.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But everyone's doing it.
Earl arrives in his birthday suit.
There are crickets. Okay. All right, so
we have an allergic reaction.
We got 200 gold.
Put that
200 divided by 6?
Yes. Let's roll. 33.
Yeah, it is.
So what's the remainder of gold after we each get 33? What's left over?
So
yeah, there's a remainder of gold.
Six.
No.
If it's an insignificant amount, then no. You can't round it off.
Without gold. Cool.
Yeah.
We could keep it with the party treasure.
There's an extra 2 gold. We'll give it to Dasha.
Okay, there's your answer.
Okay. So,
that's for a god, just to let you know.
And then how many silver?
100 silver. So how many did we get for gold? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
33.
I got
35.
So I got plus 35
gold. 33 divided by 2. Go.
17.
Yeah, so I've got a reserve of. No, so we're taking how many each? 16?
Yeah.
But we there's, said there's four left. So
no, the four left we're giving to God.
So I'm going to take those four silver and the two. I'm going to take those four silver, or four silver and two gold, and I'm going to set them aside in case we need something as a group.
That sounds good.
Okay, so I'll hang on to that.
And can I please have the mistletoe? I have a feeling that's.
I want the magical ring!
That's what I want, the whole gun!
Okay,
Fergus, what were you wanting first before
Earl
I.
Earl needs the arrows.
No, I need javelin.
I need arrows.
There is a crossbow, a large crossbow in that mix,
there's
right?
A heavy crossbow.
A heavy
gun.
Yeah,
I can't
wield
that.
I can use crossbow.
I
need
and
arrows.
Then a crossbow
oh,
case.
16 silver.
Dash, if it's not too much trouble, I'd like some arrows for my bow.
Okay.
And a blowgun.
Okay, so I have a heavy crossbow. So, who took the whip then?
Oh, javelins, that's what it was.
Yeah,
I don't have any arrows. I don't have a bow either. So
how many javelins did you give me?
I gave you, you only used one. I have five, but I gave you one javelin.
Okay.
So I'm down to four.
To what?
To have you taken the whip?
No.
I was thinking about the whip.
Yeah?
Yeah, because then I can tame my animal once I get him, you know?
It's,
that sounds
harsh.
That does sound harsh. Maybe I don't
weapon.
Need it.
If you are going to attempt to use it in combat, it is a martial weapon.
So that is...
You have to have proficiency in martial weapons.
You don't have to have proficiency to use it.
I have that,
you just lose the proficiency bonus.
You take the whip then.
So, no whip for Dura?
You're the taskmaster.
Well, I want the ring.
I have a martial...
I already said I wanted the ring.
I have proficiency
you know,
in martial weapons.
Yes.
So
entertainers need pizzazz in their performance. So I need some jewelry.
Yeah, but the ring has some magic to it. So I think that either Scott or...
I will allow another arcana or perception check on the ring to see if you can discern what it is.
Okay, so
reception check.
I have shit for
if you have better arcana, better use arcana. But if you got perception,
I have 17 flat.
For what?
Arcana.
Let me see what the others roll. What'd you?
Where's perception?
17.
Oh,
arcana or what was the other one you said?
11.
Perception. Well,
okay.
11 plus.
Oh, no.
No.
Plus one.
Oh, 12.
With careful scrying and examination, you
I
can
also
just
speak Elven.
Well, yeah, you know what the writing is. But from what you can discern from the design and what was written, you can discern that the ring will add a possible bonus to something if attuned to the owner.
Attuned?
Let's give it to the bard.
So attune means you have to concentrate on this item for 1 hour, and it becomes bonded with you.
Yeah, let's give it to the bard.
Yeah,
okay.
And bond with your ring tonight.
Okay.
We'll start
me
off
and my ring?
I don't know if you guys are familiar with this.
I'm going to put it on these two fingers.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, so, but my friend over here has amazing stage presence. She doesn't need the assistance.
Yeah.
Okay, and Ariana, so you have the ring.
Yeah.
We're going to say you've attuned for an hour, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, you now get one bonus to saving throws.
You should have
where do I put that?
You can write that somewhere, but as you have the ring, you get
yeah,
when the ring is
that
on, you get a plus one bonus to saving throws, which means any saving throw.
Oh, okay.
Now, my magic ring is green.
It's turquoise with
turquoise
gold ribbon.
It's a beautiful turquoise ring with gold
that's the one
ribboning around it. It's beautiful.
2d4 plus 2 for the healing potion.
Oh, you mean that? Yes, I thought you talked about the ring, and I was like, what?
And then what else is in there?
We've got...
It's a potion of minor
armor.
Really?
We've got the whip. Nobody has claimed the whip yet.
Well,
oh, yes,
oh, yeah.
Earl
has
yeah
the whip.
Earl has the whip. Earl has the crossbow and the crossbow bolt.
What is the armor made?
I'm keeping the scroll.
It's padded leather.
You're going to keep the scroll?
With of deciphered writing.
I think my javelin's like...
And I wear like leather or whatever.
Jewella just said she'd like to have the one padded armor.
Okay, I have leather armor right now, but this one's padded.
You'd have to look it up to see if there's a difference then.
And the oil of slipperiness.
You know, he's got the...
That's interesting.
Give him the oil of slipperiness.
Okay.
Yes, because he's the...
Who's he?
Robert?
Craig?
Okay.
And the drow poison.
And the drow poison?
Because he's got his blowgun.
Keep in mind. Keep in mind, these are one-time use only. A drow poison.
Yes.
Yep. Pay attention to this, Craig, because you're going to have to use it.
Craig.
Yeah.
We've got the blowgun.
One drow poison is 400. The saving throw is 13 constitution, or the person is poisoned for 1 hour. If they fail it, they get a disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks. Failed by 5 or more results in unconsciousness.
Well, this is a lot.
That's why I was trying to make you pay attention.
Though. I am paying attention. Okay. Writing it down.
I'm going to bed. Anybody want to join me? No? No takers?
Okay, I'll go to bed.
Me and Earl hold hands. We'll go to bed.
So the water skins, we have 4 water skins full of water. We're good. So we can carry water skins.
What?
That's it. The 2 hand axes.
I'd probably kill you.
The 2 hand axes we still have.
Is a hand axe
a 20 arrows?
Simple weapon.
Hand axe. 2 hand axes.
Is a hand axe a simple weapon?
I believe so.
Yes. I will take a hand axe.
Yes.
I don't think it's worth selling. It's only 5 gold. Like it said
okay, there. So we're gonna have 1 hand axe to mm-hmm, Ariana. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the 20 arrows, we will sell them. We don't have anybody with a bow and arrow. No.
Nobody has a bow.
Nobody has a
crossbow.
Just a crossbow.
He has a bow. No, yeah, you shot the lizard.
But he's got max arrows already.
Well, is it sleepy time for everyone then?
Yeah, we're sleeping.
I'm ready to
sleep. I already fell asleep.
Ariana, or during today, non-magical flames are extinguished within 30 feet of you. So that means, doesn't mean anything right now, but just for today.
Non-magical flames are extinguished.
Wow, I'm standing
within 30 feet of you. So we'll just remember it. Don't have to write it. I'll remember it.
No.
Okay.
Now what?
Now to more important matters. I've got you all here. I'd like to receive donations from you to go purchase apparel.
Oh, really? Why don't you go and ask all the god that you've been donating to give you a donation?
Yes, Mr. God.
Yes.
I have 87 gold.
Okay.
I can almost afford it by myself, but of course...
What do you need?
Well, the pearl I need is 100 gold.
Oh, peanuts. Oh.
So, I mean, I've got 87. So, I mean, whatever you guys can chip in would be great.
97.
But I can identify 10. Any magic items that we...
I could get 10.
10? Yeah.
Right, give you 5.
Yeah. I will give you 10 also.
I will give you the extra gold and silver we had left over, or the extra gold that we had left over. So that
two
was
gold.
2 gold plus 25.
Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Because I can afford it.
I think
it.
He has a lot of gold.
Yeah.
So you're good. Almost.
Okay, what a coincidence. The gift shop in the hotel has a little shop for little precious jewels and items.
I couldn't give you. The gift shop has.
You have lots, you're fine.
You know, the gift shop has.
Smell currency there.
You stopped short.
Come on in.
You see the rack of little hanging little artifacts and jewels and rubies. Yeah, and you just spin through it and you happen to see a pearl on there and you wish to buy it.
Yes, please.
Okay, ka-ching. You purchased.
Nice.
Mr. Gift Shop, man, do you have any interest in buying wares?
There's some people wandering milling around. There's a couple of soldiers. One's waiting for you because they would want to escort you back to the Coliseum to talk about what happened and potentially get your prize from the Prince Helix. What?
I put on my nice clothes.
Okay. What are you doing with the pearl?
I'm literally right there.
And I put on some deodorant.
What are you doing with the pearl? Just buying it and that's it?
Yeah, it's going to go into my pouch as spell components.
Okay. I'm taking my warm bath with me.
Okay.
So we... Do we have time to sell our padded armor and our 20 arrows?
To the gift shop? Would they buy it?
I asked.
No.
Yeah, sure, but they'll spy it from you. You guys, they usually don't, but you guys are technically heroes to them,
on small relics would they pay?
What
would they pay for some small relics?
What do you mean, those wooden toys? You could try to deceive them, I guess.
Deception.
Okay, try deception.
Oh, you see more of them among the gift shop.
Gold plated.
Do you mind just standing behind him while he's talking to
17.
Okay, they buy it from you, these artifacts. They believe you. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So what do they give him?
I'm standing behind Robert.
I have 3 toys.
Huh?
Quiet. What do they give you? What do you think is they're worth?
2 gold for the 3.
Okay, you get 2 gold.
Okay.
While they're in the gift shop, I'm playing the piano.
Okay.
In the hallway, and I gather the crowd. They seem to donate.
What's your performance check?
Okay.
Oh, we're close to
plus three? So then I roll what? Is 10
on? 20. It's always 20.
And she's washed up again.
Is it a 6 or a 9?
Hold on.
Probably
6. I think it's a
9. It's a 6, because there's the dot there. Yeah.
People just walk around. They
okay.
they don't mind, they don't hate the music.
I'm gonna Robert. Sing beside her.
Okay.
So, what's my performance? 12.
What? So you rolled a 1 though?
I rolled a 7.
Oh, okay.
Plus 5.
Okay,
is
I thought 12. It was a 1. No, yeah, it's acceptable. And some people toss some silver at you. You get 5 silver.
Yay!
What do we get for the? The 2 armor and the arrows. That's what they get.
20, no.
I
remember it's 5 for the armor. You get, they'll give you a deal and say 10 gold.
I have to give Scott money. 10 gold.
Yes.
I give you 3 silver.
Which way is it? This is, we're doing a thing where everyone's talking at once here, so.
We're just rambling.
So all that's left of the party treasure is 10 gold. No, we've got it. In coffers, in case we need it.
Yes.
I'm holding it.
And I give Druella 3 silver because, you know, she kind of helped me out.
She was playing the piano.
Yeah.
Okay, the guard, the militia soldier's kind of tapping his foot, just looking around, waiting patiently for you guys to come on.
I join the guard.
Okay,
the guard.
So is everyone going?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
You're getting a proper escort down back to the Colosseum. You went to the Colosseum. It's pretty much empty. You, Duelman is at the door waiting for you guys.
Oh, Duelman, nice to see you again.
Hey guys, did you enjoy your sleep?
It was a beautiful hotel, thank you so much.
Well, it wasn't my arrangement, it was my captain, my sheriff.
The sheriff is very, very generous.
I'm gonna get
a captain or what?
Yeah, we'll say a captain.
What's your sheriff's name?
I'm gonna get that for you right now, I just realized I forgot it.
Nothing else?
That's
Sheriff Garn. So my boss, Sheriff Garn, he made all the arrangements, and he'd like to meet you guys. He's inside and discuss the prince's reward for, well, doing your job and trying to help out with the Bow Wow and trying to save it. It did go on. We did do the race, started up without Cracky's team. He's inside also. So you guys, if you guys want to go in, sure, they're looking, waiting for you, and good job. Just want to say, I really look up to you guys.
Is the Bow Wow Festival over?
The Bow Wow Festival is it's over now, but the race is going on, so when it's over in about 3 days, we'll have the after party sort of thing. So people are still cheering it on, it's just the big ceremony is over at the moment. Yes, Fergus?
Did we save the wolf race? Is the wolf race going to be on still?
It's over.
No, you said that it's still going to go.
It started already.
It started.
It's a 3-day race, so it's already continued on for where it is on the province of Breland. So it's just somewhere else right now. Cracky?
Cracky
is the owner of the Winter
inside,
Wolf.
Yeah.
He's the gnome who owns the Winter Wolf and the other wolves that were stolen by these people. So you guys go inside, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I go.
Yep, I'm doing waves at you guys as you go, and
see
you go inside.
I shake his hand vigorously. Thank you very much, Julie. Thank you. Your fucking hand, buddy. He told you.
Someone else who's come along with you guys is the Winter Wolf that you left outside the city. He decided to join you. He is walking alongside of you, Juella.
Okay.
I offer him some
bath. He sniffs it. And he makes a wrinkle of the nose. No, what?
Is the wolf coming inside with us?
Yep.
To see the cracking guy?
He's coming inside with you guys. So inside, it's a quiet scene. All the spectacle and calamity's gone. All the people are pretty much gone. It's just militia people and Cracky is there. And he's with his dead Winter Wolf. He's looking very sad. He looks upset that his wolf is dead. His prized wolf. He has other wolves. They're all here. They're just politely sitting. They're well trained. Cracky noticed you, though. He says, "Oh, guys! Thanks for all your help in getting my wolves. I'm just so sad. My winter wolf, who could have done this? He notices your winter wolf, though, now. He's confused. And where'd the second winter wolf come from? How'd you find another winter wolf? Those aren't easy to see. It took a lot of effort. They're not common around here.
He literally followed us home.
Is that Fergus talking?
And
I didn't understand you.
He followed us home. Crikey.
No, he was in the cage too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was caged up as well.
Mm-hmm. He was in a cage with my wolves?
Yes.
No, he was separate from his separate wolves.
Well, kind of. Well,
yeah, he was separate from his wolves, yeah. But he was with the same marauders. Well,
can I see your wolf? Can I see your winter wolf?
No.
What? That'd be 2 shekels.
I see it.
Okay. Everyone else is nodding. They're shaking their head no.
Mm. Well, Cracky. What does the wolf want?
Cracky the gnome.
We'll find out.
Cracky is polite and he's respectful of wolves.
Of
who?
Of this Cracky?
Yeah. Perception check.
Just in case.
Roll insight. How suddenly become so suspicious of everyone?
I know.
A two.
Where are you?
A level to me, guys.
11, and then I don't know where.
Perception.
Plus
4, so 15. Yeah, and there's nothing unusual about Cracky. He does look like he's genuinely concerned and curious about the second winter wolf.
Let's bring him out.
Okay, the wolf
comes in.
Yeah, he was with you all along.
Mm-hmm. He's very excited.
So Cracky doesn't come too close, but the wolf kind of makes a growl. It makes a rumble, like a polite gesture to indicate, don't come any closer, please. I don't want you near me. And Cracky obliges. He is very respectful. He puts his hands up and just walks back towards where his friendly wolf was. And he kind of beckons you, Juella.
Okay.
He beckons you, come close. Do you come closer?
Yes.
And he says, that wolf looks exactly like my wolf, but I don't understand because this is not a usual thing to have another second winter wolf here.
So what does he think is happening?
He doesn't have any ideas.
Taken over this wolf body?
He doesn't have any ideas whatsoever.
Okay, so can I talk to the wolf?
You can talk to the wolf if you want. If you want to do a ritual spell or are you casting it?
Do I have to do it again? The ritual thing?
Rituals.
We'll have to wait 10 minutes.
Because it's only good for 10 minutes.
So I'll...
We have to do a ritual for 10 minutes.
I have to. So I'm going to prepare myself to talk to this wolf.
Okay.
Amongst yourself.
Yeah, so while she's doing that, we're there to see the sheriff. So I'd like to... Is he in the room?
He's not there yet.
Not there. So it's just us and Cracky?
Yeah, so far.
And some many other wolves.
While I'm preparing this, is there any kind of questions you guys have that you might want to ask
Cracky,
this wolf?
Do you know if the betting is still open on the 3-day race?
What's betting?
I just lost my wolf. I don't have the patience. I just don't know. Please just give me some space here. I love this wolf,
but
he's dead.
So while Jarell is preparing her spell, I just step up, beside her, Cracky, and just say, she just needs a few minutes to compose herself because she's preparing her spell. And, are there any problems here?
No, there's no problems here. It's
I'm
making my way home.
Yeah, we'll make sure we explain everything to you.
She
just needs a minute to prepare.
Thank you guys
herself.
For all your help.
And
like,
we're very sorry that your winter wolf is dead.
These wolves are very important to me. And
we see that. Yeah.
I'm just very confused. This other wolf, he gestures at this wolf, and the wolf is...
We were surprised, too, when we found a second winter wolf.
Okay, so we'll say the time is up.
Yeah.
So I'll ask the wolf what.
Are you coming to? You're going to approach the wolf.
I'm approaching. Like,
you approach the wolf.
Guy.
Okay, the winter wolf.
I'm asking him why he is tentative about this Cracky person. Is there something that's wrong? Here?
I don't.
What's wrong
the
here?
Wolf says I don't trust person who enslaves other wolves.
Dasha.
I hear you.
Can you ask him also for us? Can you ask the wolf if he is in fact Cracky's wolf or is he a different winter wolf?
Do you know this gentleman or do you know his wolves?
I know of him. I just don't respect anyone who enslaves wolves.
Dasha, would you be so kind as to bow your head and say a prayer for Cracky for us, please?
Can anyone bring that other wolf back to life in our group?
No.
Is that something?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to like what it's going to be.
Okay.
I don't think you like the outcome.
Okay.
So you go ahead. You're going to
I'm
going to
go ahead and.
Dash is going to bow her head.
We all feel terrible for you, Cracky. We did our best. We were so disheartened when we found your wolf dead. I'd like to offer a prayer to my
everyone
God.
Bow your heads. Everybody
bow their heads.
Bow your head.
And I'd just like to offer a prayer,
Does he get advantage?
Yes.
Because the cleric, the paladin is...
Yes.
He's just trying to do some evil here while I'm called up to say a prayer. So I'm praying with Cracky and,
I only have a 12.
To do what?
To pickpocket.
Pickpocket Cracky?
Well, we're praying, yeah. I hope all he finds is some lint.
The other wolves make a little bark sound when they see you approaching him, so.
They're protective of him.
Yeah, I couldn't even get close to him. Yeah.
Can I also speak to the other wolves as well, or is it just my wolf?
You can speak to the other wolves. Animals, yeah.
So, the other wolves in danger? Like when I asked them, they're happy?
Yep.
Where they are.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They do not need to be rescued.
Nope. The other wolves are very content.
The other wolves talk? Can they converse? Wolf to wolf.
Ask a wolf a question if you want to ask a wolf a question. We're just going to do that for now.
Do you know?
Ask the wolves if they know that wolf that's following us.
Yes.
Do you recognize this wolf that's been following us from...
Oh, I don't know that wolf.
Okay, so it's not Cracky's wolf. It's Cracky's wolf.
Detect magic.
Okay. Detect magic?
Is the wolf magical?
I have to research this. I say you're going to notice a faint aura of magic on this wolf if you're detecting magic. But did you do others know what you did? Or did you do this on the sly?
Well, everybody's praying, so I'm just going to cast my little spell.
So no one else knows except you. You can't write that down.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I just wrote Cracky's wolf is the dead wolf. I know that much.
So no one else knows.
You're telling us, right?
Yeah, I tell you what I hear.
There is something magical going on with this wolf. You're detecting that, Fergus. But it's up to you to tell anyone else.
All right.
Is there anybody else from the...
So soldiers are now coming up, you hear, and there's a very decorative gentleman, very robust looking. He's tall. He's wearing a very large brimmed hat. It's royal blue, which is the color for the militia, a theme that you'll see with all the militia folk. And has a big feather in it. He has a very trimmed beard and mustache. He carries himself very well, even though he has got a larger weight to him. And just by the... He's wearing a... It's like a chess piece. It has three silver medallions on it. Very large medallions. And he's approaching to you guys. He's got a nice little cape, too. Very, very pomp.
And we play a little tune.
Okay, you play a little tune. He comes to you and introduces himself as... as Sheriff Garn.
Hello there. Well, you must be the heroes who helped save these wolves. My name's Sheriff Garn, and I wish to give you the thanks of Rote.
Sheriff or Sir?
Sheriff is just fine, young wizard.
Sheriff Garn.
Please get away. The guards don't even let you approach him to shake his hand. They their swords pop out of their halberds as soon as you come close to him.
I bow my head slightly and...
Paladin, is that correct? And
yes.
What god do you serve?
My god is Helm.
And he makes a kind of a sour face a little bit.
And we all know that.
A foreign god, well, your help is still valued here, fine paladin. Thank you for your services. Will you be staying in our city?
Sir, I'm not sure of our mission at this point. We just want to make sure that...
That's an excellent point, he interrupts. What brought you folk to my city? What?
Meet someone at a bar. That's what I thought.
Okay, he's fine. He's listening to that. Okay. He.
I'm from a strange. He's talking to me though, right?
I'm talking to everyone. Right? He was talking to you, but he doesn't really care.
Okay.
Initially, we were supposed to meet up with this friend of a friend at a bar. But
are you pointing at?
Craig. Yeah,
it was your friend, right?
Well, you have the full attention of the sheriff and the guards now.
That makes me very uncomfortable.
I thought it would. Tell me more of this mission that you have for the
sheriff guard.
You're going to have to roll deception check.
She must be mistaken. We were just traveling through the city, enjoying the Bow Wow Festival ourselves. 13. And my deception, I get a... What?
Really? That's for a thief? That's what you got? It was deception?
Don't forget my strength skill rolls.
Okay. Okay. Well, what is it, Fergus?
Actually, I hired Craig to help me find my family.
Deception check.
You know, I recall something like that. I had just gone to the city, though. It had been very long.
That's a good 13, sir. 13!
Yeah, we're believable.
Shaking your hands, making gestures. I'm not saying that the sheriff was convinced or not, but he is very carefully observing you two. And maybe a little smile, as in maybe he's humoring you or not. We don't really know what he's thinking at the moment. I do. But he says, well, regardless of your purpose here, we thank you for your presence. Prince Halix regrets he could not... He cannot be with us this moment.
What?
On behalf, it is not my way to presume what the prince can or cannot be doing, or what he deems more important. I appreciate if you did not interrupt those your superiors.
I would like to. I would just like to offer, if you do meet Prince Halix, because of my royal connection from my own homeland, I would just like you to express that it was an honor for us to help him in his time of need, and we appreciate.
Well, despite your.
Trying to kiss after this guy and get the attention off of you guys.
Despite your praying to a heathen god, I appreciate your demeanor. Thank you for showing the respect that's rightly owed to a person of my stature. And behind him, you see coming from one of the openings of the Colosseum comes a... It looks like a very large armored person. But upon closer inspection, as it draws nearer, you realize this is far too large for a person to be in. And maybe roll a perception check, everyone. And hopefully Scott can detect
it. It's a giant?
I rolled a 14. 15. 15, yeah.
14.
I rolled a 4.
Is there anything I add to that, or not?
No.
Okay. I got a 15.
Well, 15's good enough. You can appreciate that this is some kind of animated magical armor. Not your typical magic armor either. It is magic. It comes up with...
Oh, is my detect magic still up?
I guess it is.
It's up for 10 minutes, so...
I will say it has been. It is an animated golem. Armor golem. Shield golem. That's what it is.
Golem?
It's a shield golem. No.
It's an amazing shield golem you have there, Sheriff.
And the sheriff looks back and he nods at you. A shield guardian is what it's called.
Okay.
But that's basically what it is. It's very large, animated, metallic.
Like in my realm, we call them shield golems.
Is there a reason why he has such heavily armored shields?
You can ask him.
Yeah. Can I ask him? Is this a... What type of religion is this that you require such shielded...
As an officer dedicated to protecting the city, I employ many different types of methods for maintaining the peace.
This is the sheriff saying this?
Yeah.
I see the golem, too.
Can I do... can we see if this is...
Guardian. Legal?
It's lawful. It's lawful.
You heathen.
So
I'm
he's
starting to feel a little inky at this point, where they're bringing out all
what
the...
What is the god that this guy keeps... Like, how come he looks so...
Well, I think the basket in this guy's boots is what kind of...
That's something you might investigate later on, perhaps. Maybe you'll reveal later on. I wouldn't recommend asking the sheriff. He might take offense to it. What is it, Craig?
I'd like to know. This is a fine guardian you have here. But where's the wizard that conjures and controls it?
The sheriff furrows his brow at you, and he actually ignores you. But so, from the Prince Halyk, we offer you this gift: the shield guardian, holding onto a very large sword, actually, and in a scabbard. The guardian stops by the sheriff. He takes the sword down. He holds it down to you. It's a great sword, so it's two-handed.
Ooh.
Someone can pick it up.
I can.
We all try.
Oh, here, let me show you.
I was going to say, I gave a little fart.
Is Earl take it then?
Earl takes the sword.
Okay, Earl takes the sword.
Pick it up.
And
obviously,
you
I can lift the sword. I'm just not that fighting style, so I'm not.
You take the sword. You pull a little bit out of the scabbard just to look at it, and you definitely notice that this is a very special sword. This is something very, very good. I noticed just before your detect magic disappears, you do detect magic on it.
We'll identify it later.
Okay. You can detect that.
Yes.
Okay. It's a very good magical weapon. It's got a blue blade, very light blue, glows a tiny bit, and a bronzy gold hilt, very decorative. A fine weapon. Fine two-headed weapon.
I take that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Earl has the weapon.
All right. And with that, he...
We thank the prince for his kindness. And
the sheriff says, well, your services to the crown is complete. We have the lone captive that you managed to secure for us. The captain of this bandits. We are holding him at the militia headquarters, but he's proving to be very uncooperative to talk with.
We do have the flasks of the liquor they use to put the people asleep in that town.
Yes, we were able to...
I understand you've got
three
magic users
bottles.
Who are adept at finding clues. Would you like these flasks?
I can't see why not. And he takes these flasks, he puts them in the shield guardian's hands, and the shield guardian just ambles away with them back wherever the headquarters is. Like I was saying, we do have the captain that's proving to be very difficult to convince to share information with.
Did he even give his name to you?
No, he has provided us with zero information.
Can we talk to him?
The sheriff says very... he likes that idea, actually.
Oh. Well, I could talk to him. He hasn't seen me yet.
We're with the group.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, but you haven't seen the guy. No, I would like to make a suggestion that with all this extra firepower and stuff that they've got around us, I'd like to get the flock out of here.
Can I do a perception check, though, first?
Because I'm getting a hanky feeling
this
about these
lying about the
insight check. See what you're
that would be an insight.
Sense if something is wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, D20. It's always a D20 for skill checks.
So
I'm
it's
doing
insight.
An insight check, and I rolled a 17. Plus my...
As far as you can
see... Is it my wisdom or my intelligence?
It's on the list there. You'll see it.
So which one is this one then?
That's 9. Okay. Because the dot's on the bottom.
Well,
plus 4. So I got a 21.
Dasha got a high number.
I got
a
21 for insight.
So... You don't notice the sheriff lying necessarily. The prince is off doing something else. And as far as you can tell, it's true that the sheriff does have the captain of the bandits that was the only survivor left of your encounter at the militia headquarters. And that's it, really. Because he's not lying as far as you can tell.
Put us in jail or to hold us or
if
anything like that.
Nothing's giving off that sense.
Okay.
But
he's genuine.
I'm sort of relaxing a little bit.
He's genuinely sleazy.
I just have this protective mode.
Well, particular dress that they wore?
They were wearing goblin outfits. And they don't know why.
Okay, so we can talk to him?
To the captain? You could, if you want to go. If we decide that we want to go to the, where they're being he's being held. If we want to go into this.
Well, I could use my disguise self, put on some goblin armor, and pretend to be his friend.
Yeah.
Or we could use our entertainer's kit and get our costumes out.
I'm just suggesting maybe our...
Wait, Craig, what was your suggestion first, Craig?
Craig, where would you like to go?
Hey, you guys are talking amongst yourselves, kind of thing like that. I come over to these three and I say, us three.
What's who say the names?
Okay, to Earl and
Fergus. Fergus.
Fergus. And I'm like, listen, lads, these three, they're on this adventure to find this captain. I said, I don't want nothing to do with that guy. He gave me a whooping last time I saw him. I say, we go and find out my contact in the guild, which they almost stupidly gave up the first time.
But I'm not part of this. I don't really want to.
I say, while they're doing that, we sneak off and go and find our contact and try and drum up some real business. Do you boys like coin?
You mean like going to a gambling hall?
Oh, I can't see why not. what do you say, Earl?
I'm in.
Yeah, sure.
I'm in. You know, he makes a valid point.
Can I just ask a question here? What about that woman in white?
Lillian?
Citadel? We left her at the Citadel.
We left her in this giant park after giving the... Yeah. But you haven't seen her since. Yeah. I'm not saying she's not around still.
We helped her. We solved that one. We now... we helped the prince. I'm feeling like I don't know if I really want to be part of this sheriff's investigation necessarily. I just don't know about that situation, but I'm thinking, do we necessarily... I know these guys probably don't want to go...
You don't know that.
To the... Well, I'm thinking you probably don't want to go to the holding cells to talk to this guy, but I'm just... I'm just standing there.
Is this like a side thing that you can do?
No, you're not.
Because Andrea technically has not seen this guy. He has not seen her. Right. So she really could go in and find out something and come back.
Well, we have to stay together, correct?
Technically.
Hold on. Let's see what Fergus has to say.
I know.
I'm actually going to go do some gambling. I'm going to find a... And make the wolf race. Come on.
I don't know why you're pleading to me. I want to get out of this place. I don't want to be with these guys.
Okay, so...
But we have to stay together, do we not?
At this point, I'd recommend it. Separating is not a bad thing that you're level 2, but if you wander off and do something, no one's going to protect you, so...
Right.
Yeah. That's why...
Like, if he comes with you, then maybe.
I would only split if I had these two with me.
Right. What is it, Joella?
Can I ask a question to the wolf for a minute?
Which one?
Winterwolf. I noticed that it stayed outside the city when we first came in. Was there a reason that it came into the city?
It stayed outside of our house.
It stayed outside the city at first.
And was there a reason that drew him into the city?
I wanted to see what was happening with you and everyone else.
I feel like...
I don't hear your conversation.
The wolf says to you, you could share this information with anyone else, but the wolf, after hearing all this, he suggests to you, I would go see this captain at the militia headquarters. You don't know that.
I don't know that, yeah, but okay.
But Joella has that choice to share the information.
Technically, we've helped these people. They really have no reason to cause us harm. It might be worthwhile to try and see what we can find out.
Like, worth that
he's
much?
Captain. He's held captive. It's not as if...
Sure, let's go check him out. Ever,
right? Let's go check him out.
Let's
get it over.
The wolf runs away at that point, and everyone... the sheriff is pleased with your answer. He... brings up the escorts, the chariot carts, and they escort you now to the militia headquarters.
What kind of costume should we wear going in here?
We're going to
the lawyer's outfit. You're his defense lawyer.
I'm wearing the goggles with the mustache.
He might not tell the lawyer stuff. He'll be like, I'm innocent.
I wanted to be on record here that I didn't want to go to the militia headquarters necessarily.
There's an escort. We can't even split the party.
No, I know. But I just don't like all this extra,
yeah.
You know, militia.
Should I wear a lawyer's costume? I mean, we do have costumes in our entertainer's pack.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
You should go in as like a representative of the magistrate. That's what you should do. You should be a representative of the magistrate to defend him.
Can we conspire to get Andrea into the prison with this guy for a little bit? So he sees
as a plan, as like a fellow thief or a fellow prisoner?
Yeah.
I can't protect
so
her.
Crazy and
can't work! Killed.
Because then he really trusts, like, talking to like, oh, they captured me. Too.
Well, he hasn't seen Andrea.
That D20 there, girl.
But oh, I can't.
Just start getting rolled.
Because,
and
okay,
eat that
the
up.
Only reason to.
Four!
Oh, no.
I got a couple of things here.
I'm uncomfortable with this because I can't protect her if she's in there.
But people.
Not really good.
I have a couple
eight.
Of things.
20. Oh, you got 20.
That's not the same as mine. It's pretty
close,
actually.
I do have a
couple
things that might help us, though, when we get into this prison. I have one of my cantrips. I get an additional cantrip, and it's passed without a trace. That could help a little bit. The other one is a fog cloud.
We might need that to escape.
We're gonna hotbox this spell.
Every time you cast, it's like, we get it. You vape.